says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome, folks. The woman and the kids and the dogs and me welcome you to the Trump phenomenon. Here on May 31st, 2018, the dogs, the kids, and the woman and me all surviving, along with you, patriots. And just before I forget, you just heard the voice of the creator of the Republic Broadcasting Network, Mr. John Stadtmuller. You heard him say that there was a great offer that expires on May 5th. Well, it's not expired. That's why the piece is still running. It hasn't been re-recorded. The expiration date is June 2nd. What does that mean? Here on May 31st at 8 p.m., Central Time, it means you've got 52 hours to round up that $500, 52 hours to take advantage of an incredible deal. And when you see an incredible deal, you know, consider taking it. And this is a great, great deal. Folks, it's not hype. For $500, first of all, contributing $500 to the Republic Broadcasting Network is gratifying in and of itself. You could just, like, you could tell your grandchildren, what were you doing, Grandpa? I was building the Republic Broadcasting Network. I was building the Patriot Media Network. And that's a reward in and of itself sufficient. But here's what you get. Here's the cherry on top that you get with that $500 one-time contribution. You get the Commander membership at frontsite.com. The Front Sight website, and I see Paul joining us here from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
I'm just explaining to the audience they have 52 hours left to do what I have done. I have partaken myself. I have taken up the offer because I was, you know, broadcasting it to you. I was reading it to you over the air, and as I was reading it to you, and then going to the frontsight.com website to just look a little more closely at it, I realized it was for real. It really is that good. And I don't have $500. That's why I keep asking you to contribute to the show. I'll ask you again right now. But not a good time, because right now you want to get your Commander membership. So I rounded up my money, and because you don't want to pass this offer up. This is a lifetime for you younger folks out there. That's going to be a long time. It's a membership you can pass on to your progeny, and it's still an open question whether it can be passed on by them to their progeny. That's an open question. It may well be, but we're looking 100 years into the future there, folks. You have a lifetime of training at a basically unlimited number of courses in every manner of self-defense, firearm expertise. You can take as many courses as long as you want, retake them as many times as you want. I don't think you'll ever retake a course because there's so many you'll never finish. More courses will be added faster than you can take them. At some point in the very near future, you're looking at hotel accommodations as part of the deal, as part of your membership. That's right. You fly to Las Vegas, you rent a car for $40, and you drive out 50 minutes to the Front Sight ranges where 2,000 people at once can be training at the same time with plenty of space and room. The greatest instructors in the world at the greatest firearm and other self-defense facility in the world, folks. You get ammo at cost. I believe it's at cost or slightly above cost. You can buy firearms and other self-defense items or slightly above cost. I don't remember the exact percentage, but it's a better deal than you can get anywhere, wherever you live right now. So it's all there. And the steps to take it, just get yourself started. You know, if you get this rolling, get it going here. There's only 50 2 hours left. So nobody's trying to cut off things like, oh my gosh, oh, your mail arrived 1 hour. The deadline was midnight, June 2nd, and we got your letter at 1 a.m. A breathless special delivery guy ran up. No, nobody's going to do that to you. Get the process started and you'll get in. But you've got 52 hours. You have to go to republicbroadcasting.org. That's easy. Right on the front page, you'll see in the middle there, there's a column that says updates. The third box down, if it hasn't changed, but look for it. I think it's the third link down is the front site commander offer. Click on that. That will take you to a page where you're given the next step, which is to go to frontsite.com, take a screen name, make it up, whatever you want, to establish an ID at frontsite.com. It's free, no obligations. It's the same sort of thing you've done with a million social websites where you registered, et cetera, the 500 different emails that you've opened up and so on under different names. So you've done this 100 times before. Then you there's one other step. You go to the address that you see there, that RBN page of Dan Sutterfield, and you're going to send him a letter that has a $500 check or money order in it. He's going to have your ID. Follow the instructions. Put a stamp on it, drop it in the mail. You're good to go. And there's one little detail there. When you register at the frontsite.com website, make sure that you check your inbox for your author, your verification email that they will send to you. Click on that, and then you're verified. And then you're like me. You now have a Commander membership card in your wallet. What's that movie with Marlon Brando where he's in the cab with his brother, I think his kid brother, and he goes, ah, I forget the name, what the name of his brother was. Ah, brother, I could have been somebody. I could have been somebody. Did you remember that one?
Yeah.
Marlon Brando, because he had to throw a fight or something, and, you know, he could have been a champ. I could have been somebody. Why'd you do it to me? Well, folks, that's what you're going to say to yourself if you pass up this officer. You could have been somebody. You could have had a commander membership. You could have had that commander pin. You could have marched around with your chest sticking out there outside of Las Vegas. Anyway, go for it. All right, now let's, with Paul here, thank you, Paul, for joining us. And with you folks out there, you good patriots out there, let's talk a little bit about the Trump phenomenon. Neat things that have happened in the last 24 hours. I wake up every day. I pinch myself and I look at my commander membership card, then I feel better and better. but it, folks, it just keeps coming. It keeps happening. And Double Down Donald is not backing up. He's somebody, one of the callers today. You can call me anytime, by the way. My phone number is 701-317-5317. And let me tell you, I just upgraded my phone. I've got my phone that just about gave up the ghost here today. It was a good phone. It served me well. But I just bought another one. I'll initialize it right after the show. So I'll have an even better phone than I've ever had to speak with you. The audio will be more clear. The screen will be bigger so I can read all of your messages. But call me at 701-317-5317 with anything you want to say about the show, ideas that you have, things that I missed, corrections that need to be made to what I say. Somebody called me and said, Donald Trump is now showing he is always on offense. He is charging continuously, and the enemy is simply unable to deal with these frontal assaults from Donald Trump. Speaking of frontal, one of those people that can't handle Donald Trump or his family is the woman who's hosting, is it called Full Frontal? Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. Let me look it up. This is one of the stories that have broken in the last couple of days.
Thing about Melania yesterday, and she's had to apologize.
Yes, well, she called Samantha Bee, who hosts a show, and I think it's called Full Frontal. You know, I guess trying to be racy or something. Full Frontal. You know, like what? The only place in the language where full frontal is used is full frontal nudity. So, Samantha, you are so. Chic with your so edgy. Anyway, on this show, she called Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's daughter, she called her a feckless four-letter word. that
beginning with C and referring
to with C, ending with T, and it's a full frontal word.
Yeah.
So she's a feckless this, okay? Now, has Samantha Bee been disciplined in any way by her network? No. Nothing, folks, nothing. And it gets worse. It gets worse. It gets better. And that is this. She is her network. No, not her network. The Movie Academy, let me find it here. They are continuing with their plan to give her their highest honor. Let me find it here. This is going ahead as planned. I'll find the article. I'll get you the actual citation here a little later. But they're not changing their plan to give her their honors. Now, compare this. Remember we said on the show, liberalism, hypocrisy is thy middle name. So Roseanne Barr says that Valerie Jarrett, who's a disgusting person, Valerie Jarrett is one of the snakiest operatives for Barack Hussein Obama. She said something, I'm just paraphrasing because I can't remember the exact quote, but she said something, Planet of the Apes meets Islamic Brotherhood equals VJ, meaning Valerie Jarrett. Now,
if they made it, they would end up with Valerie Jarrett. I didn't think that was a particularly, rib-tickling joke, but to think that the world collapsed on Roseanne Barr, show canceled. And it was a very popular show. It was doing very well for the station. I think we're in the grip of madness. I mean,
she apologized. Only a week before this takedown of Roseanne Barr, she was so much the biggest story at Disney that Bob Iger put her on center stage at their big presentation in front of their, money talks and BS walks. So at their money meeting, where they're promoting Disney to and the Disney properties to all the advertisers who bring in the billions of dollars that keeps the Disney crap game going, who did they put on the stage, center stage, for the longest time? They featured Roseanne Barr, because Roseanne Barr is their money machine. She's the one with the highest ratings. Her show has soared. It's bringing up their ratings. But a week later, they close her show, which means hundreds of people associated with this big production, their careers are ended. It means hundreds of millions of dollars lost to Disney. And what's at play here? It's a chance to take down a right winger. It's a chance to take down a Trump supporter. And that's all they needed. On the other hand, with Samantha Bee calling the president's daughter a feckless C blank blank T. That's much more offensive. That's not a joke. There's nothing joking about that. You feckless blank. And the rest of the so-called joke, it's even worse, utterly tasteless. Okay, Planet of the Apes. It's a funny movie and a funny reference. Islamic Brotherhood. Well, I don't know the story on Valerie Jarrett. Is she a Muslim? I don't know. What is she? I don't know. I'm not even sure exactly what race she is. I think she's kind of like Obama himself. It's a mixture of things. I like when we come to such questions. What's his name? Who's the golfer who's a mixed race? Tiger Woods, yeah, Tiger Woods. You can tell I don't have a Tiger Woods poster on my wall. Tiger Woods calls himself a Cablinasian. A Cablinasian. If you're wondering, well, what is Tiger Woods? What are you, Tiger Woods? So Cablinasian is his neologism he came up for himself, and that means a Caucasian, blah, black, Caucasian, black cab, blah, oh, blen, in, Indian, as in American Indian, Asian. So he's a white, black, Amerindian, Asian. And that's what he is. That is his ancestry. Anyway, I don't know what Valerie Jarrett is. I bet you Roseanne Barr actually, I think she actually said, I don't know what race Valerie Jarrett actually is. But anyway, so she lets off a joke that's a bit of a zinger, and it ends, that's what she is. She's a comedian.
And she jokes. She apologized.
Yes, you know, she.
That's Samantha Bee said that. That was on national TV, not just a tweet, and that immensely tasteless and contemptuous thing about the president's daughter. And she apologized, and life goes on. Why do the heavens fall on Roseanne Barr? There's something mad about this.
Yes, and there's no, the network made no effort to apologize to the president or to Ivanka. On the other hand, in the case of Roseanne Barr, Bob Iger himself called up Valerie Jarrett and basically barked like a dog and crawled on the floor. So the anyway, there we go. That's another hypocritical moment of the left as it disintegrates. And who knows? There's probably a lot of mileage left for Roseanne Barr. She looks great, and her fans. This is an interesting twist to the whole thing. All these efforts of the left to destroy the right are now boomeranging. 2018 is the year of the boomerang, and so will be subsequent years. It's not working. I love the trope that we came up with to describe what's happened to the left. They've lost their mojo. Yes, their mojo ain't working no more. And I love that. They don't know what to do. All the tricks, all the dirty tricks, all the kicks to the groin that used to work in knocking out right-wingers are not working anymore. I had a little experience of that right here. I'm running for the school board here in North Dakota, in my town. And so I've had a couple interviews with Minneapolis newspaper and the North Dakota newspapers. And I was on a radio show the other day, and it just isn't working anymore. You know, are you a racist? No, I'm not. and you know, the, it's sort of like, it's just not working anymore. And when we're laughing and we're having a good time, and we're not running, you know, it affects them. It stops them in their tracks. So there you go. Let's look for some more. Go ahead, Poet.
I think there's a lot of pushback. That's what I'm sensing. The president defended Roseanne, or he made the point. She made one disparaging remark about a former politician. Paul cabinet member, I believe, advisor to Obama, and she's history. All sorts of the network apologized directly to her. The network says appalling things about Donald Trump, and no apology, nothing. And life goes on.
Oh yeah, and there was one of the left wing media stars, using that term very loosely. Who was holding up the severed head of Donald Trump with blood dripping down. The people have called for him to be killed. They've called for Ann Coulter to be killed. This is okay. This is humor. This is funny. And we can laugh at Saturday Night Live, and this is really good stuff, good material. So Planet of the Apes meets the Muslim Brotherhood, and we get Valerie Jarrett. I don't know. You know, is that tasteless on that order of these other, the cut off head with the blood and kill the guy? So no, it's not, folks. Planet of the Apes is a funny movie. It's like jokes that people make about the Japanese movie Godzilla. You know, you say, oh, what is this? You know, like if you don't like a movie or something, you say, well, this movie was Godzilla meets the Godfather. You know. All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Yes, indeed, let's rebuild America first. And, I looked this up during the break. I was just going through President Trump's tweets, and I encountered that tweet we cited yesterday where Donald Trump is signing a bill, the Right to Try Act, breakthrough by Donald Trump, cutting through all the BS and the bureaucracy, the Food and Drug Administration and so on, and their ridiculous requirements to approve new medications and even to try them for people with fatal diseases. And this little boy, oh, what a scene. Little Jordan McLean, I've just found out he's 8 years old. And he looks so much like my own little boy, who will be 7 in 2 months. He has little blonde locks there, and he's just cute as a button. He's got these big dimples. And he's standing next to the president, and he's just looking up at the president with the most admiring eyes and his pure love of a little child for the man who's maybe saving his life, because Jordan McLean hasn't been able to try medicines that might work with his condition, which is called Duchenne. Let me look it up here again. Let me look it up. He has Duchenne muscular dystrophy. This is not good, folks. It's a severe type of muscular dystrophy. I'm reading, of course. The symptoms of muscle weakness usually begin around the age of 4 in boys. He's now 8. And worsens quickly. Typically, muscle loss occurs first in the upper legs and pelvis, followed by those of the upper arms. This can result in trouble standing up. Most are unable to walk by the age of 12. Look what this little boy is facing. Scoliosis is also common. Some may have intellectual disability. And the cases are inherited from a person's mother, about two-thirds. One-third are caused by a new mutation. And no cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy is known. Physical therapy, braces, and corrective surgery may help with some symptoms. Assisted ventilation may be required in those with weakness of breathing muscles. Medications used include steroids to slow muscle degeneration, anticonvulsants to control seizures, and immunosuppressants to delay damage to dying muscle cells. I mean, this is horrible. And if you look at this little boy, you say, oh my God, he's going to die young. He's not going to be able to walk by the age of 12, quite possibly. Won't be able to stand up. This Duchenne muscular dystrophy affects about 1 in 5,000 males at birth. It is the most common type of muscular dystrophy. The average life expectancy is 26. So, what a wonderful moment. And when Donald Trump realizes that this little boy is hugging him, he turns and kisses him, kisses this little boy's head. And it's just a wonderful scene.
That's a beautiful picture. I saw it in one of our local papers today.
Go ahead.
I really think Donald Trump, actions like this and many others, is really reclaiming the momentum.
Yes, he is. We're finding out about the man. This is another thing. This is part of the year of the boomerang, folks. They're trying to smear this man as, everything bad. And it turns out, in fact, folks, he's a winner. He's a great father. He's a great husband. He's a great philanthropist who gives without even allowing acknowledgement. He keeps his charity secret most of the time. He's a brave man. I'll tell you what. Is Donald Trump, is the danger that he faces to his own life greater right now than that of any U.S. Marine in any combat theater? You bet. You bet. I don't even want to elaborate. The even greater burden, the greater courage required by Donald Trump is that Marine in any theater, as brave as that man or woman may be, their families are safe at home with no danger at all to them. In fact, that's why they are risking what they risk, is for their families. Donald Trump's family is at risk, including his little boy, who's actually not so little anymore. I think Barron Trump, who's like 12 years old, is 6 feet tall. Uh-huh. he's as tall as his mother. Well, let's take a look here at some of these. We talked about the insults launched at Ivanka. The president tweets about that. We'll read that tweet right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. Party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We're back, folks, and I'm going through President Trump's tweets. There's always great material in his tweets. And, I mean, imagine, he does a bunch of tweets just about every day, and they're very, very substantial tweets. I'll give you a couple of them here from today. We'll be giving, this is 12 hours ago, Donald Trump. The big racist, okay? He says, I will be giving a full pardon to Dinesh D'Souza today. He was treated very unfairly by our government. Oh, no, Dinesh D'Souza is not an Irishman or a Scotsman. He is from a very interesting ethnic minority, the Goan Catholics from the Indian. There was a Portuguese colony on the Indian subcontinent called Goa, and what was set up when Portuguese seafarers landed there in 1510, and the missionaries began converting the local Hindus to Catholicism right away. And Dinesh D'Souza is descended from those Goan Catholics. Yeah, he's an American citizen, and I'll get into what he was pardoned of in just a moment. But more about this, racist Donald Trump, who just pardoned the Goan Catholic Dinesh D'Souza, whose life is very interesting. He at one time was dating Ann Coulter. Interesting.
And D'Souza covered the first Amran conference in Atlanta. It is quite interesting. Now, he is, in many ways, he's not one of us, but he has written some interesting things on race. And the Goa is an interesting place. It was the launching point for St. Francis Xavier's missionary trips to Japan. I guess it was maybe in the 1550s or so. And it remained a Portuguese colony up until 1960. It and two other tiny enclaves along the west coast of India, and the Indian army just barged in and took them over, you know.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That happened, yeah, when I was a young man. Yeah, I remember that. And I remember Goa was part of my stamp collection when I was a boy.
That's right.
But the there's another interesting and funny element to this. The Goa, not funny to the people that experienced it, Goa had its own Inquisition. And in this particular Inquisition, the Catholic hierarchy was trying to root out crypto-Hindus. So it's, that term is normally used with another term, but crypto-Hindus. In other words, people who were professing Catholic faith, but were suspected of, in secret, continuing their Hindu ways. And so anyway, that caused a number of the Goan Catholics, like Dinesh D'Souza's ancestors, to leave Goa to their diaspora. And part of that diaspora is now in the United States. Dinesh D'Souza is part of it. And you're right, Paul. He's intellectually very brilliant. You watch a debate with Dinesh D'Souza and you feel sorry for whoever who's on the other side. The guy is bright and he hits his point of bullseyes. So it makes a lot of sense that somebody with the brain power of Ann Coulter would find something attractive about a man that intelligent. And you're also right, Paul. He's not 100% our particular favorite flavor of patriot. But he was bad. Oh, why was he thrown in jail? Well, back in, let me look at the story here. Where is it? Try to get it exactly. By the way, he was born in Bombay, India, which is now called Mumbai.
Mumbai,
from his Roman Catholic parents. But he was thrown in jail and fined $30,000 and put on a probation because in some election campaign, which was it, he did something called, there's a term to it, when you make a campaign contribution. Yeah, he pled guilty to making a, what's it called? There's a name for it. He made an illegal campaign contribution using someone else to make the contribution. In other words, he exceeded his limit. He made a $20,000 illegal campaign contribution in the Senate campaign, New York Senate campaign of Wendy Long. And he made false statements to the Federal Election Commission, probably saying he didn't do it. So, you know, how big a crime is that? You know, it's really just an act for this very intelligent guy. It's just stupid. But anyway, Donald Trump did the right thing. He shouldn't have gone to jail for 8 months for that and been fined $30,000. So today, Donald Trump gave Dinesh D'Souza a full pardon, claiming he was treated very unfairly. Let's go to some more tweets here. But I like this, you know, the racist Donald Trump, full pardon to the Goan Indian Dinesh D'Souza. And he's doing these things. I mean, why did he do that? I mean, was there some urgent pressing, no, that's just the generosity of Donald Trump's heart. He said, this guy got the shaft. All right, now talk about somebody that got the shaft. How about Donald Trump himself? He says, hey, Iger, that's referring to Bob Iger, the head of Disney, this pathetic company that was once great under Donald Disney, the European American, and then went to hell in a handcart under the new Bolshevik brass that took it over. hey, Iger, where is my call of apology?
Right.
You know, Samantha B., you're talking about my daughter, Jack. That's my daughter. My phone should be ringing, you clown. I'm interpolating some more. I'm putting some words of my own in here. You may have detected that. But anyway, let me read it straight. Iger, where is my call of apology? You and ABC have offended millions of people, and they demand a response. And then he makes a reference. I'm not familiar with. How is Brian Ross doing? That must be some scandal over at Disney. He tanked the market with an ABC lie, yet no apology. Double standard. And then he says, his next tweet, 14 hours ago, the corrupt mainstream media is working overtime, not to mention the infiltration of people, spies, informants into my campaign. And then he says, surveillance much? Oh, yeah, we got callers. Let's go to those callers right now. Let me open up my caller board here. And we got two callers right now, George in Texas, Patrick in Mumbai. No, Patrick in Goa. No, Patrick in Oregon. Let's go to George in Texas first. George, you're on the air.
Mumbai.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Great.
Hello?
Yeah, yes, you're on the air.
Oh.
You know, the thing is about the right to try bill that he signed? That's really a great hope for me, because you want to know what? I got bladder cancer, and I am doing everything possible to avoid chemotherapy. And I know there's drugs that the FDA has not approved that could probably eliminate this problem. Even probably get people's diabetes in check. But I don't think Big Pharma likes this bill being signed at all.
Oh, because yeah, part of the scandal. Yeah, part of the scandal. You know it better than I do, and I'm happy to hear that this is good news for you. And sorry to hear that you have a big challenge ahead. Part of the scandal is this, folks. Big Pharma loves an FDA that makes it really expensive and really hard to get a drug approved, because only Big Pharma can afford to climb that mountain. So by the time they do 10 years of tests and, trials and so on, and they've spent tens of millions of dollars on these things, then they can go out, get the FDA approval, and make billions with a B on their overpriced drugs. And Donald Trump has said, hey, knock it off. Knock it off, you clowns. And really, he talks his way to them. I want those prices to come down. And you know, they are lowering prices. The drug industry is lowering prices because they realize they got Donald Trump angry, and he can whack them. And he has every intention of doing that. If they don't get the prices down so that we, the people, can afford medicine, he's going to whack them big time.
Well, you know, the thing is, my insulin cost, for all my my vials cost me $1,000. And the insurance, I only pay $80, but the insurance company pays the rest.
Yeah, so, and these drugs that cost thousands and tens of thousands, and some people are taking drugs, folks, that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's the Big Pharma price. The cost to manufacture them is pennies. Pennies. It's one of the greatest scandals of our time. So, Donald Trump, the right to try thing, some innovative researcher who's come up with something as good that's not from Big Pharma, and he's getting promising results, right away in the first year. Hey, yeah, a guy like George can try that out. And that's wonderful, George. I'm glad to hear this.
Another thing, congratulations to Vanessa Souza getting pardoned. That was really bad. But I really think this is something I think would be good for President Trump's optics. But I really think he should fly out to Hawaii and go see the people that are affected by the volcano,
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, when you mentioned pardons, and I mentioned, Donald Trump, the notorious racist. I mean, he's obviously a racist, isn't he? I mean, it's self-evident. Like the story that was not covered at all on any of the sports networks, ESPN, all these other, there's all the stupid sports on our television sets with these people blabbering endlessly about, this guy's handoff and this guy, the snap and the huddle and who gives a damn? But they're talking endlessly about sports. You know, it's just, it's what do they call it? It's bread and circuses. But Donald Trump pardoned Jack Johnson, the first black heavyweight champion, who, you know, was very unpopular with white people because he knocked out the white champion. He was even more unpopular with white people because he was, cavorting with white women. So he was convicted of transporting white women across state lines, which was a crime, a felony. And he had to flee. I think he fled to Cuba. But hang on. Here's what happened. The liberal media that so loves black people and they're so anti-racist. Oh, they didn't even cover this story. Did Barack Obama give a pardon to Jack Johnson? No. Did Bill Clinton give a pardon to Jack Johnson? No. And of course, I'm not in favor of, you know, Jack Johnson cavorting with white women. No. You know, that's not my flavor of patriotism. But should he have been sent to jail? You know, and Donald Trump gave him a pardon. And the, black people noticed. Black people, but the media didn't cover it. Black people had to find out by word of mouth on their own that this man who's a hero to them, the first black heavyweight champion who knocked out a white guy, that he was pardoned not by Clinton, who called himself, you remember what Clinton called himself, George?
The first black
America's
president.
First black president.
Yeah, what a laugh. America's first black. And no, it was Donald Trump, the racist, who pardoned him, a couple of days before he pardoned Dinesh D'Souza, the Goan Catholic. Anyway, George, go ahead.
I got one more suggestion of a pardon, or more like a reparations to the family. And that is, I think Donald Trump should get not only pardon, but get reparations to the family of the boxer Joe Louis, who was a patriot, who was behind a World War II war effort, you know, who donated and all that stuff. And the IRS mercilessly went after him.
And yeah, I know that story.
Oh, yeah, you read about it. I mean, the IRS went after him mercilessly. And I think Joe Louis' family should get reparations because the IRS, without due process, with the unfair penalties and fines and all the back taxes and everything, you know, what the IRS did to him was a shame. I mean, look it up. Joe Louis, the IRS. I mean,
okay, all right. And you know what? I'll tell you what. We ought to comb through our history and think of patriots, great white patriots, who may have been treated very unfairly by the legal system, and Donald Trump could come up with pardons for them, and some who are alive today, who are living in exile and so on. So that's a very interesting.
I'll make room area for your. The Oregon caller, okay? Thank you.
Thank you much, George. Let's go to Patrick in the beautiful state of Oregon. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, how you doing today?
Oh, good. As always, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, when you ask how am I doing, ever since November 8th of 2016, I have been doing much better than I ever did before.
Okay, great.
Well, go ahead.
You know what makes my blood boil is that they know the cause, cure, and prevention of cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy. That's what really makes me. Have you ever heard of Dr. Joel Wallach?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, okay. You ought to read his book, Epigenetics, on page 331. Selenium deficiency during pregnancy and the neonatal age is what causes muscular dystrophy, and they even got the information to Jerry Lewis for the muscular dystrophy telethons, and
right.
They gave that information to the board of doctors that control the telethon, and they refused to review it. They fired Jerry Lewis and sent him on a cruise so that he could not. He could not have a meeting with reporters about the findings of Wallach's reports, and that's what makes my blood boil.
Well, yeah, the Patrick, going backing up from that particular tree and looking at the whole forest, here's where Donald Trump is a blessing to all of us, to all people.
Yes, he is. Yep, that's why.
Not just right-wingers, because left-wingers get diseases too.
Last time I checked. Did I hear somebody there on your line saying that they were diabetic?
No, George was mentioning talking about it, but looking at the forest here, Donald Trump is going to make it easier for all innovators like Dr. Wallach and others, lots of people who in the past, there are doctors who have been sentenced to jail who've been for practicing outside the politically correct regime of medicine. We'll talk about that right after this break. Stay tuned. You can stay with us, Patrick.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks. The working man, me and old hag. That's Gretchen Wilson there singing that beautiful song. Hey, you know, we got Patrick on the line from Oregon. we're talking about alternative medicines, alternative treatments and so on. Listen, Donald Trump is going to open this up big time. He already is doing it. And what this comes from, again, backing even further to see the forest that represents Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a can-do American. What does the world think of Americans as? And by the way, I'm going to make a Canadian reference here in a second. Paul, too, you're going to love this in just a second. The world thinks of Americans and Canadians and Australians as what? What are we? The children of this British Empire that spawned us. We're can-do people. Aussies get things done. Aussies win battles. Canadians win battles. Americans, we can do. We're tough to defeat. We don't wait for somebody to, you know, like, oh, the government, you know, the official government, you know, Académie Française has authorized us to issue this report about this disease. No, we go out and get it done. We innovate. And we don't need government approval. This power of the individual, the power of innovation, the power of our great civilization. Donald Trump has said, we've unleashed this. We've rediscovered our identity, he said to the midshipmen at the naval commencement. And now Canadians are thought of that the same way. Here's a little treat for you, Paul. Here's folks, a quintessential Canadian. Stompin' Tom Connors.
C-A-N-A-D-A. Tell me, what's a Douglas fir? C-A-N-A-D-A. Bet you never heard a bobcat fur. C-A-N-A-D-A. Have you ever seen a lobster crawl? In Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar and the maple leaves. We get the biggest wheat fields growing tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where we see the reversing falls. In Canada, we get to see them all.
Oh, yeah. He was a great patriot, and he was very good at singing about the people and the land. You know, I guess every people are attached to, in some way, to their land, but in some cases, very hostile geography in Canada, and the very varied geography. The relationship between people and the land is very, very important in a lot of Canadian literature, and so Stomp and Tom captured that very well.
And what was he?
Sense of humor.
Yeah, and every time any of us listen to that song, folks, we're rediscovering our identity. Well, D-A-N-A-D-A and C-A-N-D-O. The Can-Do people. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Stay with us. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks, Paul.
Don't stop believing.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.